At KVGC News Time is now 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, with red flag warnings in effect, PG&E has initiated another public safety power shutoff this morning for 48,200 customers in the North Bay and Sierra Foothill regions. For this PSPS event, based on the elevated weather conditions, including potential fire risk, PG&E began turning off the power for safety at about 2:30 this morning. Windy weather conditions are expected to last until about noon today. Today's PSPS event will include customers in portions of seven counties: Butte, Napa, Nevada, Placer, Plumas, Sonoma, and Yuba. To support customers in the potentially impacted counties, PG&E will open community resource centers starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Now, public safety power shutoffs are conducted to keep the utility's customers, their families, their homes, and businesses safe.
And local law enforcement called out to Argonaut High School yesterday, responding to the threat of a student with a gun. According to reports, around 10 yesterday morning, the Argonaut High School administration received info a student indicated to other students while in class they were in possession of a gun. Jackson Police was notified, and within minutes, officers arrived to continue the investigation that was initiated by school administration. JPD investigated the situation and determined it was not a credible threat. Responding to the event, Amador School Superintendent Amy Slavinsky stressed student safety a top priority. The Amador County Unified School District and school administration followed the protocol for such an event. No further details have been released.
Well, the Amador Board of Supervisors continues to debate the merits of a ballot measure that will raise sales tax in the county in order to pay for road repairs. A divided board took up the sales tax issue for the second time in as many months. The split on the issue was between advocates for the sales tax, such as Supervisor Frank Axe and Sutter Creek Mayor Robin Peters, who pushed the Board of Supervisors to formally endorse the measure, which would add 0.5% to Amador's current 7.75% sales tax and raise an estimated $3 million a year. But more skeptical members of the board, such as Supervisors Forrester and Brown, suggested the board hold off on a formal endorsement until either more details were released on the proposal or that the five city governments endorse the measure first. In the end, the measure was sent back to an ad hoc committee. The board also discussed a path forward for the Hideout Event Center. The picturesque log cabin hosts a variety of events near Kirkwood, but county officials have struggled to find a way to legally approve the Hideout without allowing similar event centers throughout the rural areas of the county. In the end, the board endorsed a plan where the Hideout would apply for a special planned development zoning designation for the property.
And after 12 dedicated years, Amador County Fair CEO Troy Bowers has officially retired. While the Fair Board accepted Bowers' official resignation back in August, he technically retired in 2013. Has worked as the Fair CEO the past 6 years as a part-time retired annuit. Within 12 months of taking the position as Amador Fair CEO, the 2008 recession hit, and all state funding to the network of fairs eliminated, Amador County Fair's budget reduced by 30%. This led to major reorganization of staff and exhibit department programming and increased fair time and year-round rental fees across the board. Through it all, Bowers continued to work on finding alternative funding sources through community sponsorship programs and the founding of the Amador Fair Foundation. During his tenure as CEO, Bowers oversaw a number of infrastructure projects and fair improvements. Bowers has also been an active member of the Amador community, including past president of the Plymouth Foothill Rotary, serving on both the Amador County Chamber of Commerce and Amador Art Council Board of Directors. Bowers also served as president of the Western Fair Association in 2015. In full retirement, Bowers plans to spend time traveling with his wife, Susie, still plans to haunt the county fairgrounds every now and then.
Well, work today is forcing the closure of Highway 4 over Ebbets Pass again. The closure is between the east end of Lake Alpine to the closure gate at Raymond Meadows Creek, just east of the Silver Creek Campground. The closure will run today between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Heavy equipment in the area for an overlay project will make it too difficult to keep the traffic lanes open along that narrow stretch of the highway. Again, this work is expected to wrap up today.
And mark your calendar for Vogan Toll's first annual Jammin' for Famine this Saturday at Howard Park. Entry only a $10 donation per person, kids under 13 free. There'll be live music, of course, a raffle, hot dogs, and water for sale, with all donations going to the Amador County Interfaith Food Bank. The headliners of the event include Red Voodoo, formerly known as Teaser, and Vogan Toll. Special guests, Bottle Jack, Scott Berrien's F-150 Band, and Lizzie Jurgens with comedian Gavin Myers as the MC. Again, the event will be held at Howard Park this Saturday. Gates open at 3. Enjoy a picnic-style, family-friendly event. Come on out and support the community.
Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, that's going to wrap up today's local news for a Gold Country Wednesday. Supervisor Forrester will be along at 8:30 with an update on yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting, a marathon 5-hour meeting yesterday. Now remember, for the latest news, traffic and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.